Welcome to Session 3, Christian Leaders Institute mini-course, We Are Ambassadors for Jesus Christ. In Session 1, we outlined the role of an ambassador and some definitions of that role. In Session 2, we described how Jesus described his own relationship with the Father as being sent, one of those aspects of an ambassadorial relationship, that the ambassador is sent by a sovereign to another country, to another kingdom. And that Jesus Christ was sent by the Heavenly Father to serve as his ambassador in this earthly kingdom. Well, that sets the stage for us for this session. And the title of this session is, Are You Sent? Jesus said an astonishing thing to his disciples after his resurrection in John chapter 20, verse 21. He said, Peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you. And when praying the high priestly prayer in John 17 before the crucifixion, Jesus Christ said this in John 17, verse 18, As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. So in the same way that the Father sent Jesus Christ into the earth as his ambassador, as his representative, Jesus Christ sends you and me as his followers into this earthly kingdom as his ambassadors, as his representatives. He said this to his disciples in John chapter 15, verse 16. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This is our privilege as ambassadors. We've been chosen. We've been sent. And what have we been sent to do? Well, one thing is we've been sent to bear fruit, eternal fruit of the heavenly kingdom. That relationship of the ambassador to the sending country, that the ambassador, you remember from session one of the aspects of an ambassadorial relationship is that the ambassador is backed by the power of the sending kingdom. And here Jesus makes reference that ask the Father, and he'll give it to you. That power, that provision from the sending kingdom is ours as ambassadors of Jesus Christ, that whatever it is that we need to fulfill our ambassadorial duties, the Father will provide it to us. Jesus said this in Mark 16:15. He said to them, Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. We're sent to bear fruit. We're sent to share the gospel to every creature. What else are we sent as ambassadors of Jesus Christ to do? In Matthew 28:19, he said, Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We're sent to bear fruit, fruit that looks like Jesus Christ. We're sent to bear witness, share the gospel with all people, and we're sent to make disciples of all nations. And finally, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, we read, Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. As ambassadors of Jesus Christ, we are called to implore people to be reconciled to God through the sacrifice, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and the indwelling life of his Holy Spirit, that we can have peace with God. And this is our privilege as ambassadors of the heavenly kingdom, that wherever we're sent, this is our privilege to bear fruit, to share the gospel, to make disciples, and to implore people to be reconciled to God through Jesus Christ, the one who sends us. I'll see you in the next session.